This evening, the Nations Cup spotlight shines on Group D action in the capital, Malabo. Guinea is going against Ivory Coast in the opening match, and that will be followed by a game between Mali and Cameroon. Our VOA Nations Cup fans will remember Equatorial Guinea stepped in as an emergency host only 9 weeks before the tournament kicked off. Morocco, which was scheduled to host the event, wanted the competition postponed because of Ebola fears. Guinea has been one of the countries hardest hit by Ebola, with more than 1,800 deaths reported in the country. Before the match against Ivory Coast, Guinea's French coach, Michel Dussier, was asked if his team was getting any special medical treatment in Equatorial Guinea.
In Equatorial Guinea, there is nothing special for us. I think medical test has been done for each team, and as the other team, we have the same treatment. So nothing special. It was more difficult during the qualifying, but now we are here, we are very well welcomed, and no problem with that.
That's Frenchman Michel Dussier, the head coach of Guinea's Nations Cup football team, and Coach Dussier was speaking in Equatorial Guinea's capital, Malabo.
Avoid direct skin and body contact with anyone suffering from Ebola. My name is Cristiano Ronaldo. Together, we can beat Ebola.
In Nations Cup action Monday, Algeria and Senegal both posted come-from-behind victories, as we hear now from the VOA's Daybreak Africa sportsman, Mark Ouma.
Senegal fought from a goal down to edge Ghana 2-1 in Mongomo on Monday. Then in a similar fashion, Algeria rallied from behind to defeat South Africa 3-1 in the other Group C tie. Meanwhile, South Africa's coach Ephraim Sheikh Mashaba is positive they'll bounce back in subsequent matches. He's satisfied with their performance.
The biggest mistake we've made, we went to sleep after scoring one goal. But if you look at that, we're still a better side. We created a lot of chances that we couldn't score. It does happen always. If you don't take your chances, you'll be in trouble. But truly speaking, our boys played very well. The second goal that we should have scored, a penalty, that took a steam out of our side. And then now we got lost. Nobody know where to stay, where to pick up, and where to look to clear. We will work on these mistakes. We are aware of what went wrong. We will definitely fix that. Yes, we've got two good games to go. We need to make sure we win. But we have seen, we were playing against the number one in Africa, but we exposed them. The only thing we lacked that, just hold on into that goal. We were no more solid. We were scattered all over the park, especially the right back and the left back. We allowed them to stretch us, and they played wide behind us, and they're always coming down the line, and they played crosses, and which was difficult for us to defend. It will definitely make the nation happy in the last two games.
That was Sheikh Mashaba, South Africa's head coach, speaking in Mongomo. In Malabo, the Confederation of African Football Secretary General Hicham El Amrani is satisfied that all 16 teams have settled well for the tournament. He explains.
They do have places to stay. Of course, they have different standards. They are not the same whether you're in Malabo or whether you're in Ebebin. But this is a reality of the infrastructure that we have. But those infrastructures allowed us to host all the teams correctly. It is true that in one or two cases, the start was a bit harsh because all the conditions were maybe not met when the teams arrived. But this is what we have corrected with the local organizing committee. And today, all the key essentials are being met, even if we're still working to make those requirements even better, whether in terms of transport or housing and so on.
That was Hicham El Amrani, the Confederation of African Football Secretary General, speaking in Malabo.
Voice of America! I heard it both
I'm VOA Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. One of the songs associated with the 30th Nations Cup in Equatorial Guinea is called Football is Connecting Us, and it's by Mr. Chi-Chi. Let's give it a listen. Mr. Chi-Chi with his Nations Cup song, Football is Connecting Us. The Football Connection will be back on Wednesday in Equatorial Guinea's port city of Bata, where there will be two more Group A matches. In the first match Wednesday, Equatorial Guinea will host 2013 Nations Cup finalists Burkina Faso And that will be followed by a game between Gabon and Congo Brazzaville. Gabon is coming off an impressive 2-0 victory over Burkina Faso in its opener, while the Congolese drew 1-1 with Equatorial Guinea. Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang scored Gabon's first goal. And in the words of our Nightline Africa sportsman, Shagun Dot on the Spot Adeyemi, Aubameyang is one of the players to watch at this 30th Nations Cup. Aubameyang was a finalist for the 2014 African Footballer of the Year Award, which was won for a record fourth straight time by Manchester City and Ivory Coast star Yaya Toure. Shagun says Aubameyang almost scored a second goal against the Burkinabe, and he could be poised for a breakout tournament in Equatorial Guinea. Follow the Sunny Side of Sports on Facebook and Twitter. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOASunny, and my Twitter handle is @VOASunnySports. If you check out my Facebook page today, Tuesday, you'll see a photo of Algerian footballer Islam Slimani, who scored Algeria's third goal in that 3-1 victory on Monday over South Africa in Mongomo. And checking out some of my Facebook comments, I got one from my former VOA colleague, Chris Middleton, who's an unabashed Germany fan. And he says, "What did you expect? Algeria was the last team to give Germany